This is an NUT Radio podcast.
12 minutes past 7 and you're still logged on to the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show with Uthande Nkomo, Nontuthu Khanyile and Akhona Khawunda. And today we have a special guest, Uspa Mandla Langa. So Uspa, right? Is it cool if I call you Uspa?
Yeah.
All right. So you're a model. Yeah. That's actually how I know you.
Yeah.
I know you through e-modeling.
Yeah, most of the people.
How did this dream start? Because I don't think, okay, people don't just wake up and just like, I just want to be a model.
Yeah.
You spoke about no this. One just wakes up. Everyone, I'm saying, I just feel like being a model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the day when I had this ambition in modeling. I cultivated this interest a long time ago while I was still a kid.
While you're still a child?
Yes.
Was it through shows?
Yeah,
through
it was through
a role
shows.
Model? Through?
It was through shows, yes. But in most cases, I didn't have that chance to watch those shows. But through magazines and through newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how it started. As a child, looking at the male models, and you're like, okay,
yeah, I
can do this.
So you've always been ripped, like from G. You've always just been fit and like muscle yonky do.
Like, you would be surprised. I started to change my body into its fitness. It was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I was still a kid.
2006,
yes.
Wow.
It was a surprise. I remember this day, my big brother took me to into his gym, and then I lifted one dumbbell. I was like, ah, man. I was answering the first question.
Yeah, in 2006. And you're like, your brother, if you can do it, then I can. How old were you in 2006?
I was doing grade 2 at the time.
How
old? Yeah.
So you're like 8?
I was 8 years old.
How old? Hi, woo.
And then after that, I went to this primary called Clearwood Boys.
Mm-hmm.
There were no girls there. It was just boys only. So I was like, okay. I have to join sports now.
Mm-hmm.
I have to focus in the field of sport. And then I did focus. I was an athlete. If you can go to Kings Park, you will find my records there. Yeah, you will find my name there.
So excellence has always been something you strive for.
Yes, exactly.
All right, right. That's a key aspect of an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
You need to.
Yes,
what's what?
No, so I want to ask something. So, since you're in a competition and in a modeling agency.
Are you under any modeling agency? No, he's a freelancer.
No, saying I should say like in the modeling world.
Industry, yeah,
industry,
yes.
Industry, yes. There's like, you get a bad rap from people who are jealous or who have some type of ego. Some of my models or agencies. How did you able to make friends? Because a competition, no one has time to make friends.
Okay. I like that question. What I do is that I used to humble myself when it comes to people because I don't know your background. I don't know who are you. What is your vision? See? So it's easy to make friends if I can come with that mentality into your life.
Mm.
And they know me pretty well. I'm that person who used to laugh. And I don't tolerate something that is out of order. So I'm that kind of a person who love to see another person happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who love to live for another person.
Okay.
I get it.
Your purpose is serving. Actually, funny enough, I know he doesn't remember this, but the way I met Spa, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was here to register Mango Suit. I remember. And he was helping the EFFs, like, So, ngang piti statement. I finished matric in 2018, but I had a statement. So they were like, if you finished in 2018 and going like back, you need your certificate. And I'm like, oh my God, no, like, I can't do, because, like, dude, the certificate sum is all the way in Joburg. And I'm like, I'm here in KZN. Yeah. What am we're going to do? And he's like, no, just calm down. Calm down. And I know he doesn't remember this, but that's how I met you.
Yeah, you can see he's a chilled guy.
Exactly. Yeah. And he helped me too. He didn't know me. Mm-hmm. You didn't know me, but you really helped me. And that's a memory that I have of you. So yeah, no, you actually are a great person in that aspect, because I've witnessed that. Yeah, so Nontuthu, do you have any other question for our guest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shoot. I wanna know, good team, what challenges have you faced in your modeling career? And how did you overcome them?
I will answer that question. It's easy. Okay, my first time being on stage. It starts at being on stage, experimenting the fun of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Those moments. It was 2019 on Mr. and Miss MET. Yeah, it was. I remember very well. It was, if I'm not mistaken, it was August, and we were having auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was coming back from Gomyandu Mall. I was working with two friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "Yo, I do want to go there. I do want to go to those auditions."
Mm-hmm. What pushed you? That childhood dream.
Yes.
That's what was pushing you. Yes. Okay.
And I was like, okay. As much as I want to go there,
mm-hmm.
but I was nervous.
Yeah.
Mm. I was still.
I actually can't believe you say that was your first time on stage modeling. Yes. I thought you were mastering dental energy.
No.
It was like a hidden talent, like, because you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, when a child is still young, mm-hmm. they show the traits, like their true self, what they were born for, mm-hmm. when they're still young. And then, you know, when you grow up, obviously society and stuff like that, you get deterred from what you were actually brought into this earth to do. So if you're like a good parent, mm-hmm. and okay, it's and when's that and cultivate that.
From a young age,
yeah.
I also wanted to state that, but thank you. You have stated that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was so nervous, and I just told myself one thing. No, man, just go there.
And you
go and take the stage. Don't stress.
Mm-hmm.
Go and take the stage.
You it's guys. Yours.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about, if I can remember, it's like 30 or 40. Yes.
So is it half and half? 20
no.
girls? Oh, this is just the
guys.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 40 or 30.
Mm.
Okay. I met my friend. He was there also, like, wow.
He didn't tell you that it was also a junior.
Competing for the same spot. Now I have to go handle this.
So I was like, okay. You are here, man. But why you didn't tell me? I was like, but okay. I'm also here. I didn't tell you also.
Yeah. So we all just doing our thing.
Yeah. Let's just chase our dreams. Mm. So I was like, okay. I went on stage. It was my turn. And I went on stage. I was like, okay, man, it's your time now. Show them who you are.
Mm. Yeah.
Know yourself. Give them that character, that confidence. Because you know that you are passionate.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let me just take the stage. If I remember very well, one of the judges came by and said, no, man, where did you train for this? I was like, man, no. I never trained for this.
Wow, it actually was your first time.
Can you imagine? Wow. Can you imagine? And funny thing, you said, I know who I am. Let me show them. Mm. That's very important. Mm. Knowing your very true essence. Yeah. When you know yourself, dude, the sky is the limit. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
So please tell us more about the competition that you've entered. What is it? The municipalities of South African metropolitan districts?
Yes. It's Mr. and Miss Municipalities of South Africa.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough journey there, because and it's a tough journey. Also, it's interesting, and it's building.
But before you dive too much into it, let's go straight to news and then we'll come back.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, Spamali was still telling us more about the competition you've entered.
Yes, this competition, it's giving us more opportunities, not only in modeling, but also in community development project and also charity work.
Mm.
Yes. So, the advocacy of this competition. It says the municipalities of South Africa advocates for youth empowerment and employment, where family stand to fight the rapidly growing rates of unemployment in South Africa. The aim is to empower the South African youth to stand cemented and represent who they are and where they come from through their communities.
So
yeah,
it's not only a modeling competition, but it's also to empower the youth.
Yes.
All right. Interesting.
So what else do you do besides modeling?
No, before we go there, isn't it in the competition you need votes and stuff like that?
So
tell us, Uguti, how can people show the support? How can they show their support, you know, to you? As Umfundo Semangosuthu, as Umngani kaSiphamandla, as you know.
Thank you so much for asking me that question. We are in the middle of voting. Currently, I will state that I'm currently in position 3.
Position 3?
Yes.
As in bronze? Like,
okay. Currently,
third highest with the votes. Okay, I hear you.
Yes. So, I do want to go to number one, but I cannot do it by myself, but with the support, because I believe that umuntu umuntu ngabantu.
Very true.
Yes.
So, when people want to vote for you, how can they help you in you reaching your dream of being, wait, is it a dream? Or like your goal, let me say your goal, yeah, because it's a stepping stone, yeah?
The way to vote there, it's not similar as SMS. It's not similar with a picture or a link that you have to go and like that contest. So it's about whenever you vote, you are using like EFT. If I say EFT, it include cash.
Oh, so when I want to vote for you, I give you the money. I give the people running the competition.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, it goes directly to their account, so that they can count my vote. You don't have to give it to them only, but you have to refer. And my reference is MSA KZN Dirty. I'm representing KZN Decide. Yes.
MSA KZN Dirty. Guys, do show your support to Siphamandla. MSA KZN 30,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To vote. How much are the votes so that people know?
Okay. Luckily, today we have double vote day.
Okay.
Yes. With 30 rand, you get 20 votes.
All right.
Yes. But usually it's
10 votes.
10 votes.
So for 30 rand, you guys can vote for MSA KZN
30.
MSA KZN 30 with 30 rand. For 20 votes. Guys, do show your support. 20 minutes to 8 and you're still logged on to the Vugubangene Breakfast Show. Alright, Spa, you were still saying something before I interrupted you. I'm always interrupting you and I'm so sorry. You were talking about the competition, right?
Yes.
Alright, so we did close that chapter.
Yeah.
And then Nonduto had a question about, besides modeling and your schooling career, what else are you up to?
I'm currently doing animal production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm currently doing animal production. It starts for me business wise, it's a start for me business wise. Yeah, so
animal production.
Yeah, it's animal production. But back then we used to, like, with along with the family, we used to sell olam tutu. Yeah, so now manje, like, I'm trying to come up with more business ideas. Because I've always been business minded. Yes. So, and the other business that I was thinking of, it's a sugar cane business.
Sugar cane business.
Yes, it's a sugar cane business. But I'm still looking for property.
For land.
For land.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So it's farming.
Yeah.
It's agriculture.
Yeah,
so
it
goes together. It goes hand in hand. That's a business that goes hand in hand. And I also know that you help people who want to start in the modeling industry.
Yes.
And you help them do what? You help them find agencies, or you don't believe in finding an agency, you believe in freelancing? Like, can you just clarify for me right there?
But ngicela ukwangiqhathi.
Angiqhathi. All right.
But what again? I will answer to that question.
Yes.
Yeah. Each and everyone has to get his mentor or his tutor. Anybody who can guide them, a guidance in life.
Which
is every guidance in life. So, mina nginekhanda liqinile mina.
Hayi, into yokutshela.
No, ngekhanda liqinile.
Wait, okay. Just to interrupt you, yes. Where from KZN are you from?
Efolweni.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So I'm Zikan Sabe Mbika. Okay. What's it about now? If you can go to my research, we used to find that agencies and engineers.
Yeah.
But I'm agencies and engineers. But the local and Tatanga, I've met my agencies and I still want to be under an agency.
Alright.
You see? So I'm showing you some wrong phone because I'm my agent.
Okay.
So about Kulma, it's not necessary, it's not like Utsi Wonka ama agencies. Our fan. Unomunye ozo gwenza loco ngobe disparate. Kunomuntu ozokusebenzisa ngoba desperate for something. But kunomuntu onale mentality ukuthi no, I want to help in the community. I want to uplift people. I want to empower people.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa. Because I can hear ukuthi there's a lot that you have to say about this topic.
Okay, so Siphamandla, if I'm not making fun of, where can they get you on your socials?
Before that. Since you started, ne?
Yeah.
Since, like, how have your priorities changed since you started just dabbling in this, dabbling in that? Because I feel like you started in as umfundi, right? And then you were like, so how have your priorities changed since you started?
Just change it. Just like a fling.
Oh, you also just, it happened so fast.
Yeah, it happened so fast.
You can't really pinpoint.
And then luckily enough, I was strong to maintain. I was strong to maintain the pressure, everything.
Yeah, you must have a great mental, because for you to, like, your fitness, like, like for me, just to run around the block, I'm like, maybe next time. Every day. You know when you're like, okay, I'm going to start exercising on Monday.
Yeah.
And then you don't exercise on Monday. Like, I feel like I said on Monday, so let me start again next week.
Monday.
So you really do have your trait, your guba, and your strong mental. And how do you define success?
Yeah.
As you, Siphamandla Lang, when you say, you know what, I've made it now. How do you define that I've made it moment?
Okay, like, if I can define success, it's all about you have to strive and you have to work hard. Not only work hard, you have to work smart.
Yes, true.
Yes, because when you work hard, you'll find in more pressure, and you'll be depressed when you meet or when you get along and you find those hindrances in life.
Mm.
So you have to focus, stay focused, focus on your lane.
Stay in your lane. And you know your end goal. Knowing your end goal actually helps you because then it knows what you're working for. Because sometimes we don't know our end goal and we just kind of say, no, we're freelancing.
Yeah,
I feel like a headless chicken. I always know what we have. You can ask your question, Manjin.
So, as I was asking, Wuthi, where can people get you on your socials?
On Facebook, I have a page called Future Role Model. It's a Future Role Model. And on Instagram, it's Pamandla Langa 648.
Pamandla Langa 648. Yes. That's on Insta.
Yes.
On Facebook, you've got Future Role Models. It's a page. Are you on Twitter? TikTok?
On Twitter, it's Pamandla Langa.
So all right, and then on TikTok.
And TikTok,
it's like trending. Yeah, I'm a trend. I'm
running. On TikTok, it's Pamandla Maperis.
Maperis.
Yeah.
TikTok's Pamandla Maperis.
Yes.
It's Pamandla 15.
15 on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes. We've got Future Role Models on Facebook.
And then 648.
648 on Instagram. So yes, people can show their love over there. Okay, wow, guys. Like, time flies when you're having fun. I hope this was fun for you, Spa.
I really enjoyed it. And thank you guys for hosting me today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Career-wise, it will open doors for me.
All right.
Thank you so much, Pamandla.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.